A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to The Thinker Girls, all the things you're thinking but not saying.
Thinker Girl, the podcast. Oh, my levels are a little bit down. That's probably a bit better. Stacey Drew here with you, with my young mate, Christy Mercer. Hello, mate.
Hi, long time no see. I saw you 2 hours ago.
No, we've been working our butts off.
Overload.
I know. Hey, whoa.
Joke.
If you don't listen to this podcast, we are two radio chicks that do Brekkie Radio in regional Victoria that basically started this podcast to chew the fat about topics that we're unable to talk about on air. And each week we have a hot seat hottie join us to chew the fat. This week, Sophie Tiller from NX in Newcastle.
Yay!
I love the fanfare.
Welcome. Welcome. We love having you on. Last time it got really deep. Actually, to be honest, we haven't mentioned this a lot to you guys listening, but when we get off this podcast, we should probably just keep recording, or maybe not, because we do talk a lot of shop, like real boring radio crap.
But last time it was like an hour. It was like the half hour potty, and then it was, I think I hung up.
Yeah.
And you know, when you see call duration, I think it was like 1:40 or something.
Well, because you guys are on the phone and I've got my cans on, like my headphones, my ears were like bleeding after that last conversation, because we really got stuck in there.
Yeah.
We did. We go deep.
Yeah, we went deep. As opposed to this podcast. We're so light and airy. So if you haven't listened before, welcome. As I said, we chew the fat. We each bring a gem to the table, which is essentially a topic that's something on our mind that potentially we're thinking but not saying. And we've got Philip the Duck, who reins us in just to give us a bit of an idea of how long we're talking about, because otherwise we crap on all day. Let's do a contents run. So let's go first with you, mate.
Okay, good stuff.
What have you – let's just give us a headline.
Okay, I really want to talk about me time as far as men, women, whoever. I think me time is actually really important. Even though it sounds really fruity, I think we need to bring it back.
Okay, fruity. I like the word fruity.
Yeah, same. Mm. Good.
I love that. Young mate?
I want to talk about anal sex and why we don't talk about it.
Say what?
See, I knew I'd get that reaction, but you get that same reaction whenever you say the word anal and then the word sex and even within the same, you know, like half an hour together.
Yeah, well, it's a bum, isn't it? And we all know what comes out of that. So,
you know. Bums on their own aren't confronting and sex on their own is not confronting. But when you put the two together, it's like,
I think bums are quite confronting, I've got to be honest with you.
I don't mind a bum. I think they're cute.
Mm. With clothes on. All right. I've got winter warmer buddies, and I don't mean cuddle toys. I mean the idea of essentially finding someone to kind of get through the winter with.
Particularly
if you're single, I would imagine.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just in the winter or?
I'll kick it off.
All right.
Okay. I have this theory where it's kind of like it stemmed from those ridiculous high school bits and pieces where you might break up with someone over summer because you want to party, you know, like those girls that broke up with their boyfriends for schoolies and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know any of those. But I had a few people that broke up with boyfriends right before school holidays in high school and then would maybe try and get back with them around February. So it's basically the opposite of that. And I was speaking to a mate of mine, and he's a guy, and he said to me, you know what, I am on fire at the moment. It was probably about 3 weeks ago. So, you know, heading into winter, he's like, everywhere I look, like there's girls messaging back, like everyone just seems super keen. It's just a really interesting time. Like, I'm nailing it. And I'm like, oh, soz balls. Sorry, mate.
That's really good. I reckon that you're totally bang on. I think you're about to say that.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry. Girls are hibernating and they are ready for a DVD friend.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. He goes, does that involve sex? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? We'll go to all levels. If we have to have sex with you so we get the rest of the day, we'll do it for sure. I said, but I don't mean to, you know, deflate your tires, but it's actually not about you.
It's so true. No, we do hibernate.
It's like,
idea. It's the same
with food. We just, it's like, it's comfort. It's having someone there. And because
you know what it is? It's less losery to be on the couch on a Saturday night with someone than if you're just...
And let's face it, we all want to be on the couch. Like, it's absolutely a natural thing. And so for me, 2 years I've been in Cairns, or had 2 winters in Cairns, which doesn't equate to a winter. It's beautiful. It's 26 degrees. It's a Melbourne summer, essentially. And so this is my first winter being back and being single and having been single for a while. So it's kind of like my status now, whereas the last winter before I left Cairns, I was newly single. So that was just cray-cray. I was just, you know, going nuts, crying. So I had a lot of people around me, whether they were partying with me or whether they were, you know, making sure they were on suicide watch and I was A-okay. So this is a very different winter, and I can completely understand who these girls are. Now, I've tried to stay away from it a bit because I think it gives you a bit of a false pretense. And before I know it, if I got stuck into one of these, I'd probably be begging him to stay and marry him by August. And he wouldn't be probably a guy I want to marry, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
So I've tried to just steer very clear of it. But I get it. I know that on a Sunday night, Sundays are a bad single day for me because they used to mean family time with my ex and all kinds of things. It's just family kind of homey day for me. And I just, you know, on a Sunday night, I find myself taking this polar fleece blanket to bed and hugging it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Don't awe me, Christy.
I get it as well, but it can also have a really bad reverse side effect of the fact that once that person's in your house and they like they're comfortable, they're coming over every Saturday, Sunday or whatever, it's really hard to then ditch them
because
you've got comfortable so quickly.
That's why I've got to avoid them, because when the sun comes out, so do the suits. Spring carnival's on, I'm looking my best, and I'm not gonna sell myself short for some winter dude that's, you know, a fat ass that eats bloody salt and vinegar chips.
So what is it? Hang on, can I sort this out? When you're saying the winter cuddle buddy, would it typically be somebody that you would not go for in summer? Like, are the standards...
I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily the case, but I do think it's probably first off the rank. We're looking to eat. We're looking to sit on the couch. So it doesn't really matter what the hell this person is. Do you know what I mean? That guy might be around at that time might be amazingly good looking and a massive catch. But then there's also a good chance that a lot of the expectations are dropping and you are taking anyone off Tinder that's bloody interested.
True. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the female equivalent of beer goggles. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, winter.
Yeah, kind of. It kind of is. You need to shave your legs less often, put on like zero fake tan and not have
and
to
that's
worry
the
about
guy, that's the guy that you're not interested in impressing too, remember? Mm. So if you're doing all of that, not that you need to, like there is a time where you will not want to do that, but at the beginning stages, you know, you want to feel sexy, you want to shave your legs. And I think I do. I don't know about everyone else, but I do.
Yeah.
I kind of am excited to get to that place where I've got matching underwear on for the first month, you know? And so
I've never been there. I've never done that.
Really? I like it. I prance around before I get ready and just kind of think I'm like bloody good, really hot stuff.
I bought a bra yesterday, and it's the first bra I've bought in a year, and it was $7 from Kmart. And I don't even know my size. I've never been fitted. Like, I actually didn't know whether I was A, B or C.
You know how it's like, it's so bad.
Mate, if you're C, you need to be fitted. Let me say that much.
I have the most disgusting underwear, and I feel so sorry for my boyfriend because when we first started going out, it was all like Elle Macpherson, white leggings, and now it's like Bond, and it's all stained up.
Bond is beautiful.
Do you wear skin colour too? And it looks so daggy. It's like Nana bum, seriously.
It's so bad.
Guys, I never wear skin colour for myself.
On the positive note of the winter warmer buddy, when summer does hit, imagine how hot you're going to be in comparison, because he would have seen you in your daggy, gross, snuggy looking thing that I'm in at the moment. And then in summer, I've got like fake tan legs out, I'm rocking my play suit. He's going to think, like, this is the best thing in the world. She's actually hot. I thought she was a total
Yeah, nah, because then you're going to want to go for the hotter guys.
Yes.
You're going to be like, nah, soz mate. Like, he's not going to have time to look at you. He's going to be out.
I don't think I've ever had a winter warmer buddy or even, you know, like, thought about it so much in my head or at least, you know, kind of recognised that I did. Is there ever some form of conversation as to let's hang out, or is this
totally there is, because I think they're almost your mate.
Yeah, okay.
You just might fuck them just so they hang around longer.
cold outside, but it's warm in my vagina.
What the hell? I don't know about that.
I think I've actually had one of these guys because, and he was really sweet, really nice, and I really, really, actually really did genuinely like him.
Yes.
But then it kind of just was like, I remember it was around this time about 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, so I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years now, so whoops. Yeah, 4 years ago. And it was just cold, and he had these like really cool Peter Alexander pajama pants that I would always borrow because they were like,
on it.
And you like, wore them.
And he used to bring soup home from work. And, like, I remember once I had a sick day and he was, like, stay at my place. And I was like, yes, because he had Apple TV.
Aww.
And he brought home soup for me. And it was, like, it's just when it's comfortable like that, you just sort of,
oh,
like,
God, I need to find – that guy sounds really good. Is he still single?
Number?
Yeah.
Actually, yes, he lives seriously. In Victoria, guys.
That's so good.
But you know what? I had an instance a couple of weeks ago where I don't know if seeing someone's the case, but I certainly had the option of opening this up, of kind of inviting someone in for winter. And I had a bit of a feeling that maybe the feelings were a little bit more serious than a winter situation on that side. But at the same time, I hadn't promised anything. I was pretty relaxed with the fact that I live, you know, a little bit away and quite clear about that. But I thought to myself, I don't know. I just don't think it's worth it for me at this point because still, I don't know, I'm pretty open to not necessarily looking for a relationship, but I'm certainly open to it if it walks its way towards me and it works. So I could be missing out, you know, on something just to be a bit lazy and a bit kind of, I don't know, short. Maybe... Not short, short-cutting myself. What's the saying? Like, maybe... Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Does a long-distance winter relationship work? Because essentially, isn't a winter relationship a snuggle buddy supposed to be just piss easy and that's the reason?
That's right. But hello, I live in Shepparton, and nothing's piss easy.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, it kind of defeats the purpose of having it.
Yes, you know? Because then I found myself going on weekends and he was kind of like, when can we see each other? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to see you now. I'm with my friends or I'm out or I've got company now. Like, so it didn't really work. And let's face it, I'm not finding anyone here. So it was just better to maybe let that go to other chicks. But I definitely understand where the interest is.
Yeah. I think it takes bravery. I think it does take balls to go and bravery to go, I don't actually like this person for the long term. I need to break it off because I'm actually just kidding myself. And I actually think that takes a lot of guts to just go like, no, this isn't exactly the person I need to be with, and I'm probably better off single until I find that person.
Yeah, you know what? That's a whole different story, but that is a really big thing that I've done this week. So, like, it's actually quite full on because I felt a bit sad about it because I was like, he is absolutely the most amazing guy. Like, if I met him and introduced him to my friends, they would be like, he is so nice. But, and I think I'm pretty nice, and we're both very available and were initially interested in each other, but it just wasn't there.
Yeah. I think that takes heaps of balls just to go, this isn't the situation for me, and just to walk away.
I think when you walk away from something so big like I did, I'm kind of like, I could have just stayed in that, like to have something a bit half-assed. Yeah. Not that I'm looking for perfection, but it gave me a bit more of an idea. I did learn from it and went, nah, I actually know a little bit more after meeting you what I'm looking for again, even more so, which has been quite good because it's kind of made it pretty clear to me, which is nice.
Apart from that instance you were just talking about today, and Sophie might be able to answer this, you said you had a bit of a winter snuggle buddy before in the past. I mean, what's it like when you've gone for the, okay, summer's here, let's have the, not break off conversation, but be clear on where we stand? I mean, has it ever gotten complicated where that person has perhaps thought it would be something more that you guys would still hang out, you know, now that the ice is kind of, you know?
Yeah, what happened to Soup Boy?
Yeah, what happens then?
Well, I think
how's the convo go?
As I just said, like I think it takes, when you recognise it, it takes balls to go like, oh, that wasn't the situation for me. And I don't think I really recognised it until I got a job offer and I was like, I'm actually going to move. Like this was never really that serious and I realised it at the end. So I think like in the middle I was kind of like just testing the waters and then when I realised that I really, really wanted to move and I didn't particularly want to move with him and bear in mind it was only after 3 months that we've been seeing each other, then I was like, okay, obviously this was never really that serious for me. You know, like I think you kind of tell yourself, I could have been there for another year and it could have got more serious, who knows, but when I knew that I really wanted to move, I was like, obviously this is not the guy.
Yeah, and I think the timing, I think the timing happens, it supports you. Like, if you're really good to the universe, you're really clear about what you want, the universe will say, no, the career thing is something you wanted for yourself. We're going to move you in this direction. Like, and I think timing plays a part in that. It does. It's almost like you didn't let yourself feel too much.
Yeah, and also you've got to trust your intuition as well. Like, I mean, my intuition didn't really particularly want to keep me in a country town with 10,000 people having babies, you know, at that particular time 4 years ago. So I was like,
Was there a question ever on his behalf as to, has that always been this entire time?
I think he was pretty pissed off.
Yeah, so I can imagine.
Look, I've got ambition, and he was like, look, I don't.
It's interesting because I think the boys, for the winter buddies, for the boys, it's actually a dream come true for them. Do you know what I mean? So in his case, you're at his house. He can bring soup home, but you're there. He doesn't have to do anything.
I know.
You know, and so boys are like, what do you mean this isn't for real? This is kind of all I want to do. I don't want to have to go out and sort everything out again.
Yeah. In fairness, he was really good. He just wasn't the guy. I just knew he wasn't the guy. Like, yeah. I think that's...
Yeah, and that happens. And, yeah, same kind of scenario with me.
He lives in Victoria, so you guys... I mean, Chrissy, I know you've got someone, but...
Oh, Stace, yeah. Oh, well, still might be a drive away, but I mean it's...
Hey, love sloppy seconds, doable. Guys. Let's go. No, but you never know. Not sloppy. It might not be sloppy. Let's see a photo. We should put it up on our Facebook page. Philip's gone.
Would you still have a photo? Maybe you can face stalk him.
No, and he...
Let's face stalk him after
Facebook.
This. Oh, that's weird. If someone's not on Facebook, come on. Really?
I don't understand the Facebook blocking thing either. It's so petty. It's like,
oh, hang on. He blocked you on Facebook.
Oh, what?
All right. We've got to move along and then find out about that later.
That's a story for another day.
Christy, you go and we'll finish with Sophie because I feel like it's a more subtle end to the podcast.
Oh, well, this is probably the least subtle thing you could ever talk
about.
Yeah,
so we'll sandwich you.
I just said to you guys, anal sex, like before, and both of you were like, whoa! Like it's a big thing, and even as open as we are talking about all elements of our lives, sex included, that when you put those two words together and you go, okay, let's kind of talk about this, it's awkward. Like, it is the world's biggest taboo topic, and it is. And I would just like to know why that is. You know, like, we talk about a lot of other things like giving head or sex itself or foreplay or anything like that. And essentially, like, this is a hole that is half a centimetre away from another hole that we are quite comfortable talking about. Why is it that much different? Like, why is there this big shame thing about it? And I
because of what comes out of it, mate.
Yeah, I know what comes out of it. But, you know, other not nice things come out of your other hole that you quite...
Not really. Not the same. No, not the same.
Look,
I think, honestly, it is really that simple. I think when you say number one and number twos, right, what are you screwing your nose at? You're not screwing your nose up at number ones. It goes further than the actual sex.
Not if you're Todd Carney.
No, you're not. You're wide open.
Is that what it is? Is it like the...
Well, I think it's pretty... I think it is, because that's what the first thing people think of. And then you try and separate from that and then put the sexual nature to it. And a lot of people can't actually separate the two.
Right. I think it's like... I personally think it's the not the connotation, but the taboo kind of like mark that it comes with, because it's like, it's almost like sex toys. Like, I've never really talked about my girlfriends about sex toys either. When I find it the same in the same realm, that it's like,
you reckon?
Yeah,
you could make a joke. Could I feel like with my mates personally, so I could make a joke about a sex toy, or we'll get you a sex toy for your hen's nut.
But that's a joke, and that's not taking it seriously. That's not talking about whether you integrate a vibrator into the bedroom with your boyfriend. Like, that's very different.
Yeah, essentially it's still a joke, but you make a joke about anal sex, and it's like, wait, okay, hold up. Like,
see, I think my friends would make anal sex jokes, and I'd be like, ha, ha, ha. But if a girlfriend actually sat down and was like, oh my god, I tried anal sex last night, I'd be like, what the fuck? I would seriously...
We've had pissed conversations where we've all gone around and said, who's tried it? We've gone that far. And then
I haven't.
Yeah.
I have not even had that in my friendship group, and that's what I mean. Like, I would never even probably dare whisper because I know what my friends would say.
Yeah, my mates know if people have and people haven't. I've been open about whether I have or I haven't. And also, there is, and I'll give you a bit of a hint here, and I don't know if you guys are going to even admit to knowing this or not admit, but whatever. A lot of people's...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
B spots are in that area, which is exactly why people go there.
This is why I wanted to talk about it. I was reading this blog and it was in Cosmo and online, and it was talking about the ways that you can get off as a female with, like, through anal sex. And there were people who were really big advocates for it, and a lot of, you know, sexologists and doctors that had jumped on board and just said it's something that is okay to talk about, and it's something that if you want to be able to get there, you can learn certain ways to be able to climax that way. And it's something that is worth talking about if you are comfortable in trying and talking about with your partner or sexual partners, whether that be, you know, long-term or casual. And
I don't know anyone that's in casual relationship giving that a go. That's I don't know what that is, I've got to say.
To your local prostitute.
Oh, no, we can't do that. There may be people listening that really enjoy it and like to go there. And you know what? I must say...
You're doing it casually.
Yeah, I know, but I will... I'm not saying that that does blow my mind, but I will say this. I have done things in casual sex scenarios that I have never done in...
I know, and this is why we've spoken about...
Not that. I will clarify it was not that, but I can understand maybe why people might push themselves because they feel like they're more of a character, they're less embarrassed if they kind of do it in a one-night scenario. But it does blow my mind, like, because I think you would have to be super comfortable.
Right. Super comfortable. I have had a friend tell me that she and her husband do it when she has certain time of the month.
Wow.
I'm going to say period now because we've said anal sex, so what the hell, let's just throw caution.
Yeah, let's do the period word. It's fine.
They prefer to do that instead.
Right.
Which, when she told me, I was like, exactly what you're talking about, Christy, is the fact that I was
you're blown away. Yeah.
It's like, you need a warning. It's like, okay, sit down for a second. I'm going to bring up something that may shock you, because when it's just flippantly said like that, like, oh, hey, by the way, when it's the time of the month, it just sticks it in the other end. Like, it's big. It's a big thing to bring up.
I know. And you know what? Actually, the other day, my boyfriend told me that his sister once got drunk and told everyone at the dinner table that she does it with her husband.
Whoa!
And
now we all know that too.
Told her family.
I mean, I know we're not talking specifically, but I actually think it's uncharted territory. I'm happy to say and be honest that that's not something that I've tried. Because it's uncharted for me, and even when I've brought it up as the conversation with my boyfriend, he just is talking about it.
I've been with someone that was very interested in trying a lot, was quite intrigued, and then I was like, is he gay? And then there was a moment where I'm like, okay, give it a go, and it hurts, doesn't it hurt? Like, I don't really understand the pleasure bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of girls, it's just like, we know what it's like the first time for regular sex, let's call it that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people just go, it's uncharted territory. This is not what I was taught. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I had sex ed at school.
I think it's a different hole, though. I don't think it feels the same.
No, it's different. No. It's very much a different feeling. It feels kind of like, I don't know, like you're full, like very, like, and you're right, like it doesn't.
So, Christy,
feel,
you're confirming,
what?
Or
right? I didn't really say. This is what you say, you know, like before we started talking about this, I was like, nobody has to confirm or deny. This is just a general chat about the taboo of the topic itself, not so much the details. But
of course, the details always come out on this podcast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, ever, like you can never try and hold back on this. But
yeah,
I think,
and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Like you're in a relationship with someone that you trust.
Yeah, and I said, and it didn't for me. It wasn't a casual, too casual thing.
No.
Yeah, but it's. I tell you what, though, there are other areas that I can understand why people might try it. Let me just say that much.
What? I don't get it.
Well, it doesn't.
I don't know about.
Doesn't no. It's not necessarily that way, but just let me. I don't know. Like it's.
No, I mean, you come on. What?
Well, it just doesn't have to be. You know, it doesn't have to all be about that way of doing, like going around the area. Does that make sense? There is
It doesn't have to be like
a big fat cock.
Okay, oh, so cool. It could be in and ah.
So it could be an insertion of another kind.
Yes,
potentially, or are they going in other ways around the area that kind of feels like it's touching that kind of area because the G-spot is around, well, some people's G-spots are around that area, which is exactly why people will keep trying, because if they do figure it out, which I do know somebody that has persisted, it's actually incredibly great.
Wow.
From what they've told me.
So she realised after trying and persistently trying that her G-spot was actually there.
Well, yeah, because it started with not his actual penis, and then it was like, well, I should give that a go because that feels really good, and then persisted, and it was definitely worth it, she said.
See what you could be missing out on, Cyrus? There's like there's all of this uncharted territory that could just be mind-blowing that you just don't even know about.
I'm not an uncharted territory person.
Yeah.
I will sail the seas. I am safe.
Please don't use the meat and three veg connotation in this context. It's too much.
Spicy sauce. You need a bit of chili sauce on the side.
All right, mate.
I don't mix it up.
We are absolutely wrapping up the chili sauce and the meat and three veg and the G-spot conversation. So you've got the mic, my friend.
In the last couple of weeks, I really wanted to talk about me time. I know it sounds really fruity and really girly and like, I just got a me time. And you can just imagine some awful female snuggling up around some kind of hot cocoa on an ad where she's just done the dishes.
she's got an alpaca blanket.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes, I'm just daydreaming about when my dreamy husband comes home and I can put lipstick on and try and bed him. Like, please, roll eyes. But I kind of, I think it's underrated. I bought a book a couple of weeks ago and I have just been obsessed with it. And I've fallen in love all over again, swoon. So just insert me into said ad after doing the dishes and taking off the gloves, sitting on the couch to my hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually really underrated. I've taken baths, read said book. It's called Gone Girl, just in case anyone wants to
read it. Oh, my God, is that the best book you've ever read? I'm so excited for the movie to come out.
What's it called? Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
My life.
What?
How sensational is it? Have you finished yet?
I finished. I don't even want to talk about it. I just fuck, still yes. Upset. Still
yeah.
Upset.
Wasn't happy with I wasn't happy with the ending. I don't know about you.
No, I was mortified. I was actually angry. And the movie comes out October, just in case anyone's wondering. Ben Affleck's going to be a good movie.
Mm.
But I've fallen in love all over again with like just spending time with myself. And I've noticed a change in the last couple of weeks in mood as well. Like I know we've all spoken about, you know, like in private conversations about, you know, like trying to have a good life, you know, like work-life balance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think like if you just actually check out and go, because I don't know about you guys, I've been really guilty of turning on the TV. Like when you come home, you sort of like turn it on, the music in the background, the project, whatever. But sometimes, oh, hi, honey.
Sorry, my boyfriend came up and kissed me on the face.
Cute.
That is cute. You really are the girl on the couch with the alpaca blanket.
You're probably in a bloody blanket right now.
If you could see me, I'm actually in one of those horrific terry toweling robes as well that my mum bought me.
So good.
Yeah, I got them from Cotton On, $30 with any purchase.
Yeah,
no, it's the really plush ones. It's lovable. I think it's from Myers. Yes. But I think it's really great. Like, I fall in love with actually just myself again, which sounds really weird, but just actually not turning on the TV when you get home and having that background noise. I've really been trying to wean myself off it because it's just like your mind's been going all day and just sort of like you want to check out, but resisting that for me has been really healthy. Like, and I'm trying to work myself into doing it more often.
Have you tried meditation, Soph?
Pardon me?
Have you tried meditation?
So many people have asked me that. My mind is a minefield. Like, it just continues to go. It races on about 50 different levels. So
yeah,
I'm easing my way into it. Mm. But to be honest, I don't know. I think reading a book like that is more along the lines of meditation for me. Like,
yeah, and just, I think there's all different levels. But I think I will just say this: the one biggest misconception with meditation is that your brain has to stop. It's actually more about the time you give yourself, is what my understanding is. And if that means that, you know, you keep kind of thinking, or at least you just have control breathing for 5 minutes. I don't know. Sometimes I think in our job, even reading or listening to a podcast or all music, even because we're with radio all the time, it's still not the same as really silence. Yeah. So, I mean, it's something to work towards, but I just honestly, it really, I will continue to bang on about it on this podcast. There are so many apps now, and I just need to clarify that it doesn't mean you have to get your brain to stop. It just means you give yourself the time and you work little bit by little bit at it.
I'm very much like you, Soph, and Stace, I know you as well, would be that you do the same thing. You close your eyes in your mind, and it's almost like you have this like internal dialogue in your head. Like, you start thinking about, tomorrow's show, shit, I've got to do this. And then it's like another voice goes, shush, you've got to be quiet. This is meditation. Okay, count backwards from 10. And then there is almost like this convo happening, and it'd be so distracting. But since we last had that convo about taking that time for yourself, it's funny. I was a bit inspired after that chat that we had and by what you were saying, Sophie, and I had been really trying to do it. I think that chat, I don't know, maybe it was 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. And I have been making that really conscious effort, and especially after what you were just saying, Stace. Every night now, before I get into bed, I cross my legs and I sit at the end of the bed, and I probably only do it for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, before I actually get into the bed. And whether that's, I don't know, whether there's a right or a wrong way to do meditation, but the way that I've been sleeping and the way that I've been able to settle myself to fall into sleep has been a lot quicker than when I never did that. And I've only been doing it for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks. And it helps. Like, it really helps.
Have you beforehand, because I did a little bit of reading up, and also I've got some information from doctors about sleep apnea. Did you beforehand, were you looking at your phone before you went to sleep? Because that's a problem that I had. Like, I was scrolling through my phone and being like, okay, I've got 5 minutes before I should go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'll check Facebook, I'll check Instagram, I'll check Twitter, whatever. And it actually contributes quite a bit to the fact that your brain is just, it's actually, you're making it more and more alert, less likely to fall asleep. And I didn't know this either because I've had problems with relaxation, sleeping, alcohol. I always thought, like, oh, I've had a really long day.
I learned this recently too.
Yeah, and it aggravates sleep. And
so what it does, what I've read that it does, and correct me if I'm wrong, or this is what your doctor said, but it actually lets you go to sleep quicker, but then it maybe halfway through it will wake you up, or you'll have, like, it'll wear off and you'll have really disturbed sleep until you have to wake up. So it tricks you.
Effect than anything else. Like,
yeah.
You're doing it, because I was always like, oh, red wine, that puts me to sleep. Great. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's actually not helpful.
No, it tricks you. It lets you pass out, kind of. And then you actually are not, then you're not passed out. You're actually kind of rocky.
Yeah. And I'll still have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
On the down low.
yeah.
But I love the fact of just
actually today was another pure example of having my phone on me all the time, taking in information, or like literally like a sponge every single day. And we all do it. And I had my hair done, and she was like, "Oh, where do you part your hair?" I put my phone down, showed her where to part my hair. In that split second, which we've all done for the hairdresser before, I was like, "Oh, can you get out of the way so I can reach my phone?" I was like, I couldn't be without my phone for like 2 seconds. And it's the same when I get home. And with my phone, I check my emails. It's like, how many hours a day could you honestly ask yourself that it's just you?
Yep.
How many
hours
do you actually
have? But that's the thing, like, we're never, I was reading this article recently, and it was saying we're never bored these days. And it is sometimes really, really healthy and really effective
to be bored.
Bored. Like, whenever, you even think about sitting in a doctor's surgery waiting for an appointment, you're checking Twitter. You are, I don't know, like you pull up, you're waiting for a mate at a cafe and you're sitting there with a coffee and then you are going through your emails or you're Instagramming and tweeting through your favourite TV show. Or, yes, you're watching it and you're taking it in, but you're also multitasking. There's never really a time where you are just bored, and I think that's when the best ideas come from. It's like the only time you do that is standing in the shower. And hello, when do you have your life's revelations? It's standing in the shower.
Yeah,
clarity.
It's true. Yes. And I'm a big daydreamer. So what I try and do when I go to sleep, even to get to sleep or to relax, is daydream. Think of like your magic life, or think of like, as a little girl, like just think of anything that you wish, I don't know, kind of, I have to be careful with it because then sometimes it gets really ambitious. So I have to think of it more of a fairy tale type of situation.
Yeah. Did you ever, when you were little, I always used to daydream that I was being interviewed by Oprah?
I imagine myself interviewing Oprah.
Really, I would I would be the megastar in this situation. So she's going to be interviewing me because I'm the Katy Perry.
I've got to win. So I'm like, I became bigger than you.
I don't know why you guys are going there. That's not fun. I'm going to like a beach with a martini in the Greek island.
No, I was just talking about the Oprah thing. But the other thing, I'm like on a horse, basically. Just like, I'm joking. Like a Prince Charming horse. Yeah, no, that's not happening.
I think I daydream a lot about money and what I'm going to buy, like shopping-wise. So I think that's a totally another shopping addiction story. Let's chat about that for next time. Probably get it in.
All right, well, that is us all done. Thank you, Sophie, for joining us.
Pleasure.
It always goes so quick, and we do say that, but it really does. We have all of our podcasts up on iTunes if you'd like to have a listen, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkergirls. Until next time, Soph, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks. I loved it.
And sorry, what's your Twitter handle again?
Oh, yeah, it's just Sophie Tiller. Still a happy. You can find me under that.
STILLER, happy.
Yeah, hey, next time. Between my Instagram handle, so I'm always like, I think it's Sophie Tiller, but it's still a happy.
Okay,
next
great.
Next time we speak, you might have discovered a new G-spot.
Yay.
Literally, no way that man
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Woo, 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 woo. All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
So, young mate and I have just come back for some big news. This is a little special announcement, isn't it, mate?
Do you want a drum roll?
Yes, please.
Do you want me to give you one? Okay, you ready?
Yep. Coming to Melbourne Fringe Festival, we would love to announce Thinker Girl the podcast live. We are doing the podcast, this particular recording, live in Melbourne on September 19th and September 20th. And we are shitting our pants, and we want you to come and play with us.
Yes. This is really, really exciting. So I guess the way that it's going to work is it's the way it always is, yeah? Like, we're going to have a special guest, our hot seat hottie there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about topics and gems that we don't really have a convo about beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all off the cuff. And,
yep.
And there's going to be a few other fun bits and pieces that other people can get involved in too. So
absolutely. We want to bring your gems. It is, kicking off at Tuxedo Cat in Melbourne on the 19th and 20th of September. If you do want to get tickets, jump on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thinkergirls, or head to the Melbourne Fringe Festival website for ticket information. But I guess we are super excited about it. It's our first live crack. It is something that we couldn't really have dreamt about doing this time last year.
Yeah, no, it's moved along nicely. But you know what? Like, if you think back to a year ago, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot that changes in a year, and I don't know. I feel like this is the next step in our relationship.
It is the next step in our relationship where you become real and we become real. So,
yeah,
you know, it could go either way. We could actually finish the live recordings and no one ever listens again.
We could disappoint the shit out of people.
But always know that we love you and we love that you listen and we would be thrilled for you to join us if you're in Melbourne. Don't worry, if you are across the country, we want to see how this goes, but we've got lots of big plans for next year. So please do check it out on Facebook or at Melbourne Fringe Festival. And thanks again for listening.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/thinkergirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.